This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Peter Rosenberg!
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi. How's everyone doing?
Good, yourself?
Welcome to ENN.
On TV.
Ray Rowe. It's presented by D'Agostino & Associates, the injury firm. 888-24-LAW-24. Bite back. I'd like to start off this lovely day by saying good evening to Michael.
That sounds a little sus, bruh.
And good evening to Michael.
One man's massive is another man's small.
Good evening to Michael.
The men's button-down shirt injury or industry.
You've had
the men's button-down shirt injury or industry.
Right?
Well, yeah, when I gain too much weight.
Or, I mean, you could just rip something by
a button. Yeah. When your stomach just explodes.
Well, not even the stomach, up top. You're buttoning and all of a sudden a nail gets caught. It's not good.
Good evening to Don.
You can't get rid of me. I'm too important.
And to Don.
Well, it's not so much.
Oh, no.
Excuse me.
I hate this.
Is the goal going to be that every year there's one of these?
Well, it's not so much.
Oh, no.
Excuse me.
I mistimed my orange.
You know what? It's the oh no and excuse me back to back, Don, that to me makes this special.
Well, it's not so much.
Oh no.
Excuse me.
Trying to
now,
be polite.
Now, real quick, Don's talking here, and I sneeze, but it sounds like I slapped Michael in the face.
God forbid something happened to Rogers and he couldn't play. That'd be something.
You know, I just absorbed it.
You know, Don, tell me you couldn't take that and use it as a legitimate movie sound effect as a slap or punch.
You could, but the funny thing is, in the moment, it totally sounded like a sneeze. So I said, bless you, and I ended up being right. But listening to it back, slap.
I got to hear it one more time.
God forbid something happened to Rogers and he couldn't play. That'd be something. Bless you.
I will never understand it.
What gives it away is the inhale before the sneeze.
But I guess I tried to cover my face, and somehow the sound. It's very strange. Here's me earlier, too. This is troubling. Good evening to me. And get the free doorbell camera with the installation of your low cost of your central station. I really fell apart there.
Wow.
You almost cursed.
I was upset. Good evening to our caller.
I hate us. I hate the Yankee fans.
And lastly, to Dan Hurley.
Appreciate you guys. Michael, see ya.
Oh. Great see you.
I mean, it's a horrible see you.
He's such a great guy.
You could barely,
wanted an understated see you.
See ya.
It was like, yeah.
Yeah, but see, that made it cool.
Hey, Michael. Yeah. I mean, it's like.
You don't appreciate anything. If you had a catchphrase and.
It's like seeing the Fonz.
Like Jimmy Carter said it to you. I mean, even if he said it low, you'd like it.
Okay. Like if they remade the Death Wish movies, right? And Michael was...
Yeah, they're called Taken.
Charles Bronson.
Right.
You know, you would... That would be like the catchphrase, like after you kill him, you whisper in their ear.
See ya.
See ya.
Right.
That's the way he said it.
Like, it's a different... It's like running into the Fonz and just being like, it's not A.
Hey.
Yeah, but no, it's like, hey.
And he go, what?
Hey.
I can't hear this guy. He's a weirdo. Okay, so real quick.
Too late.
On the Knicks' big win last night over the Rockets. Needed
huge,
that one.
Huge.
Gargantuan.
Here's Tom.
Massive.
Here's Tom Thibodeau.
Thibodeau.
A.K.A. Mr. Excitement, talking about just how good Emmanuel Quickley is.
He's always been an explosive scorer, and that's what I like about him. You know, I've said this many times. I don't know what he is other than a good basketball player.
New York.
You know, like if you need scoring, he can score. If you need playmaking, he had 9 assists.
9 assists.
And he's effective starting. He's effective coming off the bench. He can play him at the point.
Oh, my God. This guy could make a porno, a sleep movie.
Right. If you wanted to come down from the – he's like the lude at the end of a big win. Like, I need to come down. I need to get to some sleep. I'm too jazzed up here. Let me listen to Coach.
Yeah, he's like
calm me down.
He's like taking half a Xanny before a flight. You know what I mean?
You guys really have a lot to complain about.
We're not complaining.
This guy's got a beautiful voice. Sounds like Barry White.
You want to hear Barry White?
No, he doesn't.
Here's Julius Randle talking about his teammates tonight. Remember, him and Quickly just got into it the other day.
Yeah. Quick was good, man. Super efficient tonight and leading us to the win. Obviously, he had it going, scoring with his new career high. But it's overall, good job with just being a floor general out there. So he was amazing.
Now, I know a lot of people, us included, certainly give Randle a hard time for the moments that he deserves it. But before the next time you call up to scream about how you need to get rid of him, and then the next day call to scream about how much you hate some athlete who does all the wrong things and is a bad guy. Don, I don't know if you saw this. Julius Randle made a donation to the Earl Monroe School here in New York City. He made an appearance with them and made a donation. You know what the donation was? $880,000.
That's massive.
That would win the gold medal at the
at your wedding. Maybe you should invite Julius to your wedding.
Yeah,
one man's massive is another man's small.
I mean, listen, I guess Julius probably got to be worth, what, Don, $100 million or something? He's made a lot of money in the league.
But still.
That's still an obscene number. I mean,
well, let's say he made $100 million. That means he realized about 50. So he just gave away 150th
of his wealth.
Of his wealth.
In one day.
Yeah.
So.
Pretty cool, man.
Good for him.
That is a really cool story to hear. Let's go to the New York G-Men, John Mara, on what he thinks of the future of Saquon Barkley.
We want him to be a Giant for his entire career, if that's possible. We'd love to have him. You know, he again provides leadership. He's a great player. We'd like to get something done with him at some point. The running back market is what it is right now. I'm still hopeful that at some point we'll be able to come to an agreement with him.
Yeah, I do like the cut of Joe Shane's jib, because his offer that he made to Saquon is off the table. The offer that they made before the trade deadline, 12 and a half a year for 3 years, off the table. The offer that they made.
Table, like table.
Yeah, the offer they made before putting the qualifying offer is off the table, because now the game has changed. Prices for running backs have gone down. He can get Saquon Barkley now for $10 million, which is exactly how you want a running back to play year to year. And he's getting him for a lot less dollars. Yeah, obviously that's $10 million against the cap, but if it's managed well, that's not going to break you. And Shane's pretty much telling players in the future for the Giants, you either play ball with us or we're going to play hard ball with you. So as much as they love Saquon Barkley, they're not negotiating anymore.
Here's Dable being asked about...
Like table.
Here he is being asked about the idea of keeping Barkley and Jones long-term.
You know, I think Saquon's a good player for us. I think Daniel's a good player for us. You know, I think some of the other pieces that we add. Again, it's how the team comes together. Not just one guy, not just two guys, but collectively, you know, just speaking offensively, as a group of offensive players.
That was nothing. Now, don't you think...
Thank you.
Wouldn't you guys agree at this stage so far, we know about Dable's one thing? He's not over-effusive about his players.
No, it's almost Belichickian.
It's almost it's almost like he doesn't want to be the fraud that we see so many others be. Like, he hesitates to comment on that, because who knows, after this year, maybe Saquon ends up being gone.
Yeah, so he still has that gene that he doesn't want to lie as a coach.
Yeah, he's not yet into the full line.
And I just, and Mara alluded to it about the market for running backs. You know, he's playing under the franchise tag this year, and when that expires at the end of the season, February, he will turn 27 years old, and that's that magic number for running backs.
Not the good magic number.
So what do you expect to give a running back when history tells you 27 is the wall? So is he going to get franchised again? He's not going to get a contract that's going to be anywhere commensurate to what the Giants were probably offering at the bye this past season, because he's going to be a 27-year-old running back. What are you going to get? You're going to give 2-3 years, pay him with you 28, 29 years old? That would just be malpractice if the Giants did.
Isn't it almost like a guarantee that he would have been better off taking the money then? Like,
of course.
Obviously, in
he's
hindsight.
He's going to regret that.
But, like, obviously, in hindsight, it's clear. But don't you think even at the time he had to think, how much more could I get? And now he has to play on this year-to-year. Maybe it was a three-year deal.
You know what Mara told him, which is really smart? He said, I want you to be a forever Giant, like Strahan, Tiki, and Eli. He said, and look at them now. So he's saying, you stay here as a Giant, and you don't go anywhere else. There's a future for you in other businesses, in media, and things like that. And that's a smart play. Saquon should have known that, taking the 3 years at $12.5 million a year. But the running back market has recalibrated. They're saving money with running backs. They're just not – I mean, if you're aiming for what Christian McCaffrey got, I'm sorry, it's not available anymore.
Now, where it got messed up is that if he had a big second half to the season, like they came out of the bye, the Giants continue to win, but he kind of slowed down a bit, the Giants slowed down. He didn't have that second half. So he didn't parlay it into a big contract. All right? But even if he has a big season this year at 26, rushes for 1,500 yards, 10 touchdowns. Again, what are you going to give a running back that is going to turn 27 years old? Like, how many years? You going to pay him till he's 30? I don't know if it's going to get any better than it got at the bye. And I just don't know what he was thinking.
And it was it just feels impossible.
He was thinking
it would've
Christian McCaffrey.
Well, he's thinking, if I keep playing like this, it's undeniable.
Right. Okay. And by the way, Christian McCaffrey's contract was such an albatross that Carolina essentially gave him away.
$16 million, and Carolina gave him away. You know, so it just doesn't – and you want to be a Giant. Like, let's say he did get – you know, he wanted to hold out for a little bit more. You're probably spelling the end of you being a Giant for the rest of your career, because you'll be the first guy that they're going to let go because they don't want to pay a lot of money to running back. It's such a tough spot. It really is.
To the Jets, Brian Gutekunst.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, of the Packers, the GM being asked, do you require a first-round pick for Rodgers?
That's not a necessity, but at the same time, the value of the player is he's a premier player. You know, so I think getting premier picks back for that is important.
Do you have to have picks this year, or would you be willing to wait till, you know, future draft?
I think the sooner the better. I think certainly if we get beyond the draft and everything changes, compensation changes, and then, you know, so that would be a whole different scenario, but hopefully we can get this done soon.
That's the pressure on the Packers. Take the draft picks in this draft, because if Rodgers is everything we think he's going to be, the Jets draft picks next year will be a lot worse.
Right. Again, I just don't understand. I mean, I appreciate when anybody talks and gives us information. How does that behoove the Packers to say that a first-round pick's not necessary?
Again, bizarro negotiations going on in this deal.
Yeah, because I think both sides realize that at the end of the day, we've got to get this done. It's going to happen. It's going to have to happen. That's why I'm so sure that it will happen. Is because there's really no scenario. There's no appetite for either side not to make it happen. They're just taking advantage of the time they have to bat back and forth all this. But at some point, they'll settle on something.
And for those that just joined us late, Don has put his career on the line, saying that barring an act of God where somebody gets terribly injured, if Rodgers does not come to the Jets in a trade, Don will resign his post on the show and leave the station.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
he said he'll still do the Rangers, though.
I'll still do the Rangers, and I will be able to, at some point, pick up the pieces and find other work. I mean, I don't think it spells the end of my career, Michael. As much as I love the Michael Kay Show and have been a part of it now for over 20 years, I'm insulted and disgusted by your thought that it ends my career.
That was an add-on. That wasn't me.
No, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Mike.
Yeah, the nasty
monster.
Here's
Woody Johnson, tweeted out by Brian Costello of The Post, on waiting for Rodgers. I think we're anxious. We're anxious, I guess. We look forward. We're optimistic. We have a plan. We're willing to stick with our plan. I don't think anybody is hyperventilating, except for Don, whose career is on the line.
Now there's nerves involved.
Again, you're going to stick with the career portion of it. I almost want this not to happen now.
Just to prove it.
To show you how I'd be able to pick up the pieces and move on and maybe even better myself.
By the way,
you can't get rid of me. I'm too important.
But it is possible, Don. Sometimes you have to make room. Yeah, we would suffer.
You'll suffer more than me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh, wow.
That's my thought on it. Yes.
I could think, you know, you leave, we're going to bring somebody in from the farm here. I think we've got a good replacement if you leave.
Sure you do.
Yeah.
Oh, it'll be a terrific replacement. It won't be me.
No, it won't be you. It won't be you. But we'll survive.
Let's stay.
Yes,
let's...
I do think that you'll continue to breathe. Yes.
Well, you got that massive contract to fulfill. You know what I'm saying?
Massive.
Yeah.
So
I just want to fulfill it. Forget have to. I want to.
We know you do like to work now, except for in the summer.
Not this year.
Not this year. Right.
I'll be sweating. You'll see sweat rivulets down my forehead as I work in the summer.
No, so you know it's gonna be Don. The option
compared to last year.
The option's gonna be then Michael's Thanksgiving break starts on November 1st.
Finish. That sounds a little sus, bro.
Now.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Commanders, there's been a lot of chatter about the Commies going after Lamar Jackson. He's obviously from the area, already, you know, very, very popular playing in Baltimore in the D.C. area. So why not? Why no interest? You would agree, I'm assuming, Don, that Lamar Jackson to the Commies immediately shoots them up win total-wise in the NFC, wouldn't
yeah,
you?
I think it kind of has a Jets-Rodgers vibe to it, doesn't it?
It certainly does to me, although I have my own concerns about Lamar and some trauma with the injuries to running quarterbacks in Washington. But here's Commanders GM Martin Mayhew. You remember Mayhew as a player, don't you, Don?
Sure.
Cornerback for the glorious Washington teams. Here he is on why they're not interested in Lamar.
We probably end up making serious contract offers, having serious discussions with somewhere between 10 and 20 of those guys each year. So there are a ton of talented players that that could help us, but we don't end up talking to for various reasons. And Lamar falls into that category.
Why does Lamar fall into that category, knowing the caliber of player he is?
Well, there are a ton of quality players. I mean, Javon Hargrave is an excellent, really good defensive tackle. We're not talking to him, So there are a number of reasons why we don't. I won't get into specifics about him. I don't want to sound critical of anyone. He's a very talented guy.
Did you say you can't because it's collusion?
Right. I mean, honestly, Michael, we're having fun, right? But if there was collusion, isn't that exactly what a general manager's response would be?
Well, also, his reason for not going after him, he mentioned the defensive tackle he didn't go after. Well, they signed their own guy with $1 billion contract. That's why they didn't go after another defensive lineman.
Yeah, that would do it.
Yeah.
So again, you're probably right, there's no collusion, but let's just have fun and let's pretend there was.
Okay.
Then why couldn't you just honestly say, because he wants guaranteed money? You know, he may not be injury prone, but the way he goes about it, he does tend to suffer injuries. We've been down this road before with RG3. All these would be legitimate reasons, and everybody would nod their head and go, okay, we get it. But then it's just gobbledygook. Like, as if he doesn't know the reason or he can't tell you the reason. Telling you, it's on the table.
It is. I wish someone, why can't one of the teams just say, like, hey, we actually were interested. His price tag's too high. Why can't you say that? Because, listen, I do have to admit, it does sound a little nutty to say, hey, we've got Sam Howell and Jacoby Brissett. We're good.
Yeah, we're good.
That does feel a little weird.
All I need to hear,
Don, we've given up 2 first-round picks before. It's just not something we want to do right now.
I hate to go here because it aggravates people, but it's the same response as with Kaepernick. They just give you gobbledygook instead of telling you the real reason, but they couldn't tell you the real reason.
Oh boy.
So we'll sign Jim Zorn as a backup, because and tell you why that's a better option.
I know, and it is a weird. And by the way, I get it. I really do. My gut is that I don't want Lamar Jackson for 2 first round picks and 200 some million guaranteed, especially for a team that doesn't know who their owner is going to be. Speaking of which, guys, supposedly the Harris Group has met the $6 billion requirement that Dan Snyder was reportedly looking for. That's the group.
Is that the Magic Johnson group?
Josh Harris, Mitchell Rails, and Magic Johnson. They've hit $6 billion.
So Josh Harris, he's the Sixer guy.
Correct.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Sixer and Devil owner, yes.
And I realized this weekend when I was home talking to some friends, I would much prefer this group to Bezos. I just feel like Bezos, for whatever reason, because of his fame and notoriety, don't you think he just comes with a certain level of inherent political conversation? Because Amazon, people have so many thoughts on Amazon. Amazon workers have an issue. When all of a sudden the Amazon workers are striking at Amazon, it becomes a conversation. I just want to be out of the conversation about the owner.
But I want the richest people I could get. Did Steve Cohen's past impact the Mets? Negatively, not at all.
Yeah, you know, it is sort of similar because the Mets were getting away from an owner they basically despised as a fan base.
And Steve had some rocky stuff in his past.
But he's doing the job, so people like.
And there's a great long-form story about Steve in the New York Times Magazine where it explains his image is being redone because of the Mets. He's like a cuddly guy now.
The best thing you can say about Steve Cohen, he's not a Wilpon. And the best thing you can say about the next owner of the Commanders is he's not a Schneider.
Or a Snyder. It's not going to be not a Schneider. Not a Schneider or a Snyder.
I said Snyder.
No, you said you said Schneider.
Snyder.
You've heard him say Schneider before.
He said that, but he loves One Day at a Time. It's one of his favorite characters. Schneider. Pat Harrington, Schneider.
Who didn't love Schneider?
If I smoke cigarettes, Michael, I'd roll them up in my
white t-shirt. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
There's a lot of Schneiders in Don's life, I'm told, throughout hockey as well. So you got Braden Schneider. Who are the other Schneiders?
That was a Corey Schneider.
Corey Schneider.
Yeah, a lot of Schneiders. Yeah. Real quick hoops preview.
Matthew Schneider.
Brought to you by Bet365. Download the app today. The Final Four takes place in Houston this Saturday. You know that. FAU and San Diego State in the first game at 6:09. And that's followed by UConn and Miami. Of course, we interviewed UConn coach Danny Hurley. If you want to hear it, go find the podcast wherever podcasts are found. And now, let's close out ENN with a Drop Madness. Here it is, guys. We are getting down to the nitty-gritty in Drop Madness. We'll start out, as always, in the flub region. The one seed advances.
A mistake is not carrying the nine when you do a multiplication.
That's not going
to
win.
And sad to say goodbye to the four seed.
He went to movies by himself, and I used to kill him for it.
What's movies?
He would go to movies.
Movies.
The way you asked it was perfect, too. What's movies? What's movies?
I was sincerely confused by what a movie was. To the funny region, no surprise here.
Michael K.
An absolute blowout over Don.
I'm on the air.
82% of the vote.
Real blowout.
Yeah,
wow.
No Michael K. is moving on, but also moving on is Michael K., the one seed.
It was the cleanest sack that I have ever seen.
Taking out this Don drop.
That's me by banging my forehead on the microphone.
That's me by banging?
Closest matchup of the day would be in the Nether region where my lovely fiance advances.
Can I join?
Knocking off my good friend Andrew Gundling, the four seed.
Andrew, how do you say the name?
Not like that.
That's the last vestige of Andrew now forever on the show.
That's it. It's over. What were the percentages?
That was like 56-44 or something like that.
I voted for your wife or your fiance.
Of course you did. Same reason everybody else did.
You know what? That's really, really gross. I know what you're saying. That'll do it for ENN, presented by D'Agostino & Associates, the injury firm, almost 35 years getting accident victims every dollar they deserve. Offices throughout New York and New Jersey. 888-24-LAW-24, D'Agostino, bite back.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.